You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. It's your pet. Health matters. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Welcome to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. I'm Dr. Diane Levitan, speaking with you today about important information for all pet owners. If you've had a pet in your lifetime, you undoubtedly share the fear of losing them to the great outdoors. An innocent mistake, like leaving the door ajar, can leave your family devastated and your pets unprotected on the streets. Yeah, dogs often wear identification tags, but if they get loose, you're hopefully lucky if a kind stranger gets close enough to read the tag. Your pet could be in luck, but that's not always the case. Tags and collars can be lost, and information on tags might not be current, especially in cases of emergency evacuations, like when pets are separated from their owners and owners are potentially forced to leave their home or wherever the name is on the tag. So it's so important to have some sort of alternative. And as for cats, they don't often wear ID collars at all because those collars are clanky and they'll interfere with their playing and their bird catching. And cats with collars, clearly we all can think that that might be very dangerous. So sadly, lots of pets are lost and never located by their owners after they've gone missing. And so many end up dying outside or put in shelters where they're eventually put to sleep because they can't be placed in a home. And so many cats and dogs end up in shelters because they can't even locate the pet's owners. So how can we best protect our pets and find them if they're lost? If dog collars and cat collars aren't going to work? Well, with us today to give us all the insight on pet identification systems is Mr. Gary McPhee, Director and General Manager of Home Again, a microchipping company for pets. When we come back from our commercial break, Mr. McPhee will enlighten us about new technologies available to us today and why pet tags just aren't enough anymore. Stay tuned to learn valuable information about keeping your pets safe, even when they're out of your home.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Pawfume Dog Grooming and Finishing Spray is proud to be a new sponsor of Pet Life Radio. Pawfume Super Long Lasting Sprays are available in four unique fragrances. Each Pawfume spray is fortified with the finest conditioners and detanglers to make combing out your dog more fun. Pawfume retails for only $2 per 6-ounce bottle. Pawfume is available nationwide at all Dollar General and Family Dollar stores. Why pay more to have your dog smell great? Pawfume, Pawfume.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step-by-step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
Want to know what cats like to eat for breakfast? Mice Krispies, of course. Learn everything there is to know about cats on Catitude with your host, Tom Doc. Each week, we'll spotlight a cool cat breed, give up-to-date advice on cat health, and check out spiffy new cat products. So curl up on the couch every week for a perfectly enjoyable time on Catitude every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. I'm Dr. Diane Levitan, and with us today is Mr. Gary McPhee, Director and General Manager of Home Again, a microchip company for pets. Gary, thank you so much for being our guest today. I know our listeners really want to know what microchipping is and all about it and why their pets should have them.
Diane, I'm really pleased to be here.
Well, it's great, and I'm really excited to teach everybody. Tell me, what can we talk about just traditional methods of pet identification? What can you tell me?
Sure, yeah. There have been a lot of different ways over the years that pets have been identified. I mean, everything from tattoos to bracelets that fit around the legs, obviously collar tags, you know, a visual ID of some kind, and then, of course, more recently, microchips.
I never really understood tattoos. Like, how would you actually identify a pet from a tattoo? Is there a tattoo bank? Is there a way to find an animal?
Sort of. The tattoos are, you know, they're registered. It's not actually anything we see in common practice anymore. Really, it was, more of a legacy mechanism. You know, even horses, for example, one way to identify a horse was by its markings. And like tattoos, it relies on rendering of that tattoo for identification purposes. It's not particularly precise, and uniqueness becomes a question.
Yeah, not very practical at all. I have seen lots of animals with tattoos, and it's very frustrating because they don't work, obviously. We still can't find their homes,
exactly,
even though they're tattooed. So why don't collars and these other traditional methods work?
Well, you know, we recommend collar tags, even as a microchipping company, because it is a good form. It's a backup, if you will, to a microchip. The issue you get with collar tags, obviously, that collar can slip off, right? Typically, pets that are becoming lost slip the collar. The tag itself can become damaged. We've seen many examples of just scratchings, and that, you know, those etchings on that collar tag are not persistent. They won't last a lifetime. And then the information itself that's on that tag, it's very difficult, obviously, to keep it updated without replacing that tag. And so, again, there are limitations that are overcome by a microchip, which is a very, very unique, permanent form of identification.
What is a microchip?
So it's an electronic device, but it's a passive device, meaning it emits no electrical signal. It needs to be activated by a device called a scanner, which we'll talk about. But that little microchip, it's glass encapsulated. It's about the size of a grain of rice. And it's injected just below the skin between the shoulder blades of a pet by a veterinarian, or at least under the oversight of a veterinarian. And it's a very harmless, inert object. Again, that all that's encoded on that microchip is just a unique identifier. So it's a 15-character numeric string that's uniquely associated with your pet.
And so it's just this little metal thing, and somehow you'll be able to tell that it's your pet? I mean, tell us a
exactly.
little more about it. I mean,
sure.
I've seen them. I mean, I understand. I just don't get how they work. I mean, it seems like you would be emitting a signal all the time, or it would be dangerous, perhaps.
Right, and so it's a very, very safe technique. The device itself, again, very small. It's implanted with a syringe, much like a vaccine, and so it's just an injection. It's actually a glass-encapsulated tag or electronic tag that it's inert, so it has no active ingredients, for example. So unlike a vaccine, it doesn't really interact with the biology or chemistry of the pet into which it's implanted, and that's what makes it so safe. And so that little microchip is just going to sit there, and it's only going to be activated at the time when it needs to be activated, meaning if your pet were to become lost and it were turned into any shelter or any veterinary clinic in this country, all of whom are equipped with scanners, right? And the scanner, it's a handheld device, and that's the device that emits the signal. It actually emits a little power source that activates that microchip, and the microchip responds to the scanner with its unique number, that 15-character number that then appears in the window of the scanner. So that's a readable number by the animal control officer or veterinarian that does the scanning of the pet.
Right. And nowadays, everybody, every veterinarian or shelter does have a reader. Although I've heard of situations where they have those scanners or readers, but they don't identify that the animal actually has a chip. And sometimes pets have actually gone to the wrong home, you know, gotten adopted out, not realizing they actually had a chip. How does that happen?
Well, the technology has evolved here over the years, and there's a very good development here that's occurred recently, which is standardization of the microchips signal. So there is a standard, and it's referred to as the ISO standard. It refers to the International Standards Organization that said, you know what, there should be a global unique frequency signal that emits that numeric number that's associated with the microchip. And this country is in the process of standardizing on that unique signal type. And with the Home Again business and with some of our competitors as well, we have deployed the scanners, these readers, that are capable of reading not only that new frequency of the microchip, but all prior frequencies as well. So this issue you referred to, it had occurred in the past, and that situation is being solved very rapidly.
Well, that's good to know, because sometimes when we weren't even sure, we would actually have to take an X-ray of an animal to see if we could find that little microchip.
Right.
And that obviously costs people or whoever is the kind person doing it lots and lots of money.
Right.
And not very practical all the time.
Yeah, and that procedure, as I said, should not be required here as we move forward.
That's great to know. Well, that made me think of something else then. What about Europe? Do they use this in other parts of the world or just in the United States?
They do use microchips, in fact, globally. And driven, actually, interestingly, by another requirement, which is cross-border in the case of Europe, obviously a federation of smaller countries. So for uniquely identifying pets for cross-border travel is the reason for the microchip. In this country, it's used primarily for pet recovery, right, for returning those pets home.
Right.
But again, on a global basis. And so if you happen to be traveling with your pets and traveling on a global basis, that microchip is going to become very important to enabling you to bring your pet with you into Europe or elsewhere in the world.
Oh, that's great. And that scanner will work in Europe as well?
That's correct. And I think that's what's so important about, you know, this whole evolution to the single global standard frequency. But, in Europe or these other ports of entry, you'll find scanners as well, right, because they're set up especially for this purpose of identifying pets as they enter the country.
Amazing. So I would imagine you don't just have to use it on dogs and cats, like you're saying. Right? Maybe larger animals or even birds? Can you use it on other animals?
Yeah, in fact, you know, in our database, now it's primarily dogs and cats that get microchipped in this country, but we have a small percentage, I'd say less than 5% of the total pets registered with Home Again are other breeds, other species. So we have seen, you know, obviously we have horses that are also kept as pets and for which recovery services are important. Exotic birds are in there, llamas. You can imagine different, you know, types of animals that are kept as pets in this country.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, if, you know, you just never know. I remember at Katrina when all the animals were loose and displaced and people were hard-pressed to get their pets back, especially a horse or their farm animals. I mean, it just wouldn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, you make a great point, and I think that as pet owners, and I'm one myself, and, you know, we all feel very responsible for our pets, their family members. And, you know, sometimes we think, well, it's not going to happen to me, right? I am a responsible pet owner. I have a fenced yard or I have an indoor cat. And what we've seen is that, I mean, there are just so many ways that pets can become displaced. You mentioned, you know, natural disasters as one way. Fireworks, you know, we have the highest incidence all year of lost pets occurs on the 4th of July that weekend.
Wow, right? I'm not surprised.
So a lot of ways pets get lost, and obviously if you travel at all, or even have somebody watching your pet that's not aware of its behaviors and characteristics and just leaves the door ajar, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show. So many, many ways that pets get lost, even with very responsible owners.
You're right. So let me ask you, can you use it like a tracking device, like a GPS type of a device?
So the microchip itself, as I mentioned before, it's passive, and so it does not emit an active signal like a navigation unit does, for example, for a car. And again, the advantage of that is that there are some concerned about microchipping of pets and maybe even microchipping of individuals and Big Brother kind of watching out for what's going on out there.
Yeah.
And that is not a characteristic of the microchip. It's only active when that it is activated by the scanner at the point where your pet has become lost and needs to be reunited with you. So that is a big advantage of the microchip. We are seeing GPS-style solutions that affix to a collar. It's a large unit, collar-mounted, but there are issues with that as well in terms of satellite coverage and blockage of the signal. Of course, it's collar-attached, so as we mentioned earlier, like a collar tag, it's, you know, so many pets are lost without that collar.
So do you think that it will evolve into something like a GPS system in the future?
You know, we're hoping it does, and we're certainly, as a technology company, following the developments and making some investments and looking at partnerships to try to bring a GPS-style solution to the market. The biggest challenge is battery life and an implantable device.
Oh, that's
but,
true.
But, you know, eventually the science will catch up, and I'm sure we will see that in our lifetime.
I hope so. I mean, I know it sounds like Big Brother watching you, but, you know, if somehow you could ensure privacy, I mean, they're going to be watching us no matter what. So if we could at least take advantage of that technology and watch our own children or
right.
our own pets, I'd be happy.
I think having a choice of either active or passive is the ultimate solution here.
Right. I guess as you become a parent, when your kids are teenagers, maybe you're better off not knowing. But my dog, I want to know.
Agreed.
So this is another question I have, because I think that it seems to me that I know sometimes we give the pets a collar that says home again or whatever other solution you choose to pick, but we know collars fall off. So how do you know if a pet has a chip or not? I mean, is there any external marking or anything else that would identify the fact that the pet has a device?
So if you were to find a microchip pet as an individual, and you most likely wouldn't have a scanner, of course, that is used in the clinics and shelters, you would not have any visual clue that, in fact, there is a microchip implanted in that animal. And so that is why we recommend, in fact, we offer home again collar tags. In fact, if you were to get your pet microchipped, you would be provided with a collar tag in addition to the microchip that's implanted, the permanent form of identification, with the hopes being, obviously, if that pet is found by an individual, they would be able to call our call center and help with the reunion of that pet, even not having a scanner themselves.
Right. I hope some, you know, like I do a lot of work with feral cats, and we tip their ear as a universal sign. So we cut off the little triangle at the top of the ear and make it flat
right.
so that everyone who sees that animal or chooses to do something with that animal at least knows that it's been spayed or neutered. And that way they're protected to some extent.
Right.
So I wonder why we don't do something like that when we know that pets can lose tags. And when people find a pet, they don't necessarily take it to the veterinarian and say, you know, whose pet is this? Can I keep it? A lot of times they'll just keep it. So do you think that that might evolve also some sort of universal standard of marking an animal, knowing so identify that it has a chip?
Well, I think that's, that might be a possibility. I would think there would be some resistance to that probably among, you know, maybe purebred or show
right, dogs aesthetically,
in that community. So it's, that would be a big
Well,
step.
I'm not saying we should tip our pet's ears, but perhaps
right.
a little tiny tattoo under the leg or something
right.
So that somebody knows that this pet has a home.
I think that's important. I mean, in general, our philosophy is we think every pet should be microchipped and that there should be a visual indicator as well. And again, a collar tag is one mechanism, and we'd be very supportive of others as well. Whatever it takes, basically, to get that pet returned
yeah.
home.
Well, I'm glad that you guys are so dedicated to doing this. And I have so many more questions for you, but we have to take a break here. When we come back, we'll continue learning about the best way to protect our pets if they become lost. And we'll hear some really touching audio of an unbelievable reunion because of a microchip. We'll also talk about the pros and cons of having a microchip and the great system that Home Again has developed right when we come back.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Give your dog some thought with Dog Thoughts. It's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
What do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's why.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you, or is he having a tail-wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Mutt-tropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets. On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. The doctor is in and we'll see you now.
Hi there, we're back with life-saving information for your pets with Mr. Gary McPhee, the director and general manager of Home Again, a microchipping company for pets. He's been helping us understand everything there is to know about this invaluable pet identification system. Thanks, Gary. So we have now a lot more questions for you. So I really want to know what you think about the pros and cons of having a microchip. Let's talk about the pros as opposed to having some other sort of identification system.
Sure. And just to restate, I mean, we believe our position is that we believe every pet should really be microchipped. There should be a form of permanent, unique identification for all of our pets to enable them to be reunited with their families. And the pros of a microchip, again, is that permanency. It's once injected, it is there for the life of the pet. That microchip, again, because it does not have active components or battery or anything like that, it will last for the life of your pet. And so that, to me, is a huge advantage of a very good reason for microchipping as opposed to other forms of identification for that pet. But the most important thing, and statistically there have been some great studies being conducted. Dr. Linda Lord of Ohio State University has recently done a study of pets that are strays that are turned into shelters, and the chances of reuniting those pets with their owners, whether they're chipped or not chipped. And as it turns out, dogs in this country, which normally only have a return to owner rate, somewhere around 20% of dogs are reunited with their owners, they're 2.5 times more likely to be returned home if they're microchipped. Cats are 20 times more likely to be returned home if they're microchipped. And there's some great, and Dr. Lord did a press release on her findings, and we were thrilled to see it because it finally put some science to this whole topic of microchipping. And does it work? Does it not? It does work, and it works in remarkable ways.
That's amazing. I mean, it is so sad to see the number of animals in shelters. And unfortunately, sometimes those animals in shelters are there because the owners don't want them back. What happens in that case?
Well, that's an individual pet owner's decision, unfortunately. And so the microchip, while it identifies who that pet owner is, it does not place any obligations on the pet owner to accept that pet back into the home.
Okay. And so you were mentioning earlier that there are a lot of different companies that offer the microchip. I was really impressed with Home Again because I saw this system that you have that I thought was extremely thorough, a chain of events that Home Again actually helps you implement to find your pet. I was wondering if you could tell us about that, because I think that is, to me, a selling point as to how, why I would choose one company over another.
Well, absolutely, and thanks for bringing that up. We are very, very proud of what we're doing, and we call this proactive pet recovery. And it's very important to understand what's happening here, because we have a network of what we call pet rescuers, and there are 350,000 people in this country
wow.
that are signed up to help you find your pet if
wow.
you were to become lost. And in fact, anyone listening can visit homeagain.com and click on the Pet Rescuer tab. And all we ask is that you provide an email address and your zip code, and you will begin receiving lost pet notices, right, for pets that are lost within your zip code and in the surrounding area. And so this is a significant development. We send out over 1.7 million lost pet notices to that community of 350,000 pet rescuers
wow.
every month. And we have some terrific reunion stories that are directly attributable to that aspect of the service. And so that's a very unique thing we're doing. And in addition, we help counsel the pet owner of a lost pet through the process. Well, what should they do? Should they wait, like waiting for lost luggage from the airline? Or should they also be proactive? And so the pet owner will receive a list of clinics and shelters in that same surrounding area and with recommendations for them to also be proactive to go out and visit those clinics and look for their pet.
So just to have a panicked owner have a resource like here's a list of people you need to contact is so invaluable. I mean, we all know that we just panic and then we just can't think, and we need our friends then to step in and help us. So you
exactly.
obviously make that so easy. Now, don't you also provide the lost dog forms for somebody to print out with their pet's picture on it?
So we do. We have a very nice portal on our website. If you're a Home Again member, you have the ability to upload your pet's picture and generate lost pet posters, which is another step in the counseling process that we'll walk that pet owner through, which is and that becomes a very effective means for finding lost pets.
I know. I've hung them up before.
Exactly. Posting those in the neighborhood. So there's a series of steps that are very important to maximizing the possibility of recovering your pet. And that's all part of our service.
So you can go to homeagain.com, right, and learn more about that?
You can, absolutely. And in fact, if you are microchipped, if you have a pet, many people do, they have pets that are microchipped, but they maybe because they adopted a pet through a shelter or bought a new pet through a pet store or breeder, they may be microchipped, but they may not be enrolled in a pet recovery service. And this is really the most important thing in what we're talking about now. Are all of the services and benefits and features of a pet recovery service.
Ah.
And so you can, in fact, enroll your microchip with Home Again and receive all the benefits of proactive pet recovery and the additional member benefits.
So that's amazing. I never thought of that. So that's really important for listeners to think of. You may be listening and say, well, I wish I had gotten Home Again. You don't need to get your pet another microchip. You can just register for the services that Home Again offers if you have, say, an avid microchip or some other type of microchip, right?
That's correct. Exactly.
So that's really amazing. And I'm happy that we're able to tell people about that. But as we're talking about that, what else would be an advantage of being a member of a pet recovery system? And are there other companies or other pet recovery type programs out there?
There are a variety of companies that are beginning to offer similar services. Some of these may be just internet-style startup operations. We, you know, Home Again is part of InterVet Sharing Plow, a very large animal health company. And so we consider ourselves, obviously, to be the top provider of these types of services. And we're doing some things that are very unique. I mentioned proactive pet recovery. We're going to hear a story here in a minute that leverages something called travel assistance, where we're flying pets home. If they should become lost more than 500 miles from home, one of the member benefits is we will pay up to $500 of travel-related expenses to return that pet home to you.
That is so great.
That is very unique in this industry.
And so did you also have a pet insurance or something similar to that?
We do. It's called Lost Pet Medical Insurance, and that's a $3,000 of coverage with a $50 deductible. And this would cover any injuries that might be sustained by your pet while lost, and that's a fairly common occurrence.
My gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So I told you guys that they really do have all these services related to it. Now, let me ask you this. You have the service, but everybody whose pet has a Home Again microchip isn't automatically going to get this service, are they?
Well, so the way the Home Again program works is every individual who gets a Home Again microchip is registered in the Home Again database. And so your contact information will be held with Home Again for the life of your pet. And we provide you the ability through our website to keep your information up to date. And this becomes a very important aspect of the effectiveness of pet recovery is having up-to-date pet owner information. The additional member benefits, the proactive pet recovery and lost pet medical insurance and the travel assistance, all of those are part of an annual membership package, which we offer for $14.99.
Only $14.99?
Yeah, we like to say if you took one child to McDonald's, you'd be better off spending that money providing the best possible pet recovery service for your pet.
You can't buy lunch in New York for less than $14.99.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, I was afraid you were going to say something like $30, but $14.99 is definitely swallowable.
It's an incredible value.
Yeah,
really.
I'm really, really so thrilled. So it can't all be sugar and roses, though. So what are the cons of having an ID system?
Well, we think it's really, again, we don't see a single reason not to microchip your pet. We know there are certain individuals who still have a concern about having their pets be identified, or maybe they're in an economic situation where, you know, in spite of the value in that $14.99 solution there on an annual basis, it's difficult for them to make that payment. Now, the good news is, again, those added value services are optionally renewable. And so getting your pet microchipped and being in the database for life and making a commitment to keeping your pet owner information up to date, that's an investment well worth making. And most veterinarians will charge somewhere between $40 to $50 for that microchip. So there is a one-time cash outlay to protect your pet. But that's, again, that's a one-time investment that we feel is well worth it.
Yeah, so I just want to reiterate for our listeners that it's a one-time fee to get the microchip, and if you follow through or your veterinarian follows through, because you have to register your pet, you have to make sure that the paperwork gets in or the information gets in the computer, but you're registered for life without spending another cent. Okay, so I think that's really important to tell people. So if your pet gets lost 10 years from now and your information is the same, you're going to be relocated with your pet, hopefully. The only thing is the other options that are offered through this particular service with Home Again are $15 a year, essentially. Is that right?
That's correct.
So what if you move and you have to change your information when you're registered? Does that mean you have to sign up again?
No, not with our service. You simply visit the website, enter your microchip number, and then you'll be provided with the ability to update your pet owner information online.
Without paying anymore.
But without any additional payment.
That
or you can call
so
our
happy.
Call center. Exactly. You can call the call center at 1-888-HOME-AGAIN and also have that update done on your behalf.
It does seem pretty simple and pretty common sense to do this. So there's no danger in having this little foreign object in there, right?
Again, because this is an inert object, it's a glass encapsulated, does not interact with the biology or chemistry of that pet in any way. It is so much safer than a vaccine. And we all vaccinate our pets. It's the right thing to do. It's preventative care. But of course, those vaccines have active ingredients, much like our flu shots do. And that's just the way they operate. So microchipping, a good way to think about that, is far, far safer than a vaccination. And yet it's preventative care against the leading potential cause of pet death.
It's so important. Oh, great to have such a phenomenal resource for everybody. So $15 or $30 original investment or up to maybe $60 depending where you live certainly sounds worth it. So I'm under the impression that Home Again has reunited about over 600,000 pets with their owners. In how long?
That's correct. So we've been microchipping and enrolling pets with Home Again since the late 90s. So that's probably over a period of 10 years. But here's the great news. In 2007, we launched our proactive pet recovery service. So all of these features we talked about, the lost pet notices and the pet rescuers and the insurance and the travel assistance. And with all those in place, we are now reuniting an average of 10,000 pets every month.
Oh my gosh, every month. Okay, I got to go register my pets. That is just amazing. So I want to really drive this home because we have some really touching audio from a family that was recently reunited with their pets thanks to this particular Home Again system. We do have some audio, but Gary, can you just give us some background on the story?
Yeah, it's a terrific story. In this case, it was Gypsy, and Gypsy was a black lab mix and just an
perfect
absolute
name.
A beautiful, beautiful dog, and lived on a farm in Oregon, about 90 miles from Boise, Idaho, and often ran loose on the property. And the owners, you know, one day they didn't, obviously they didn't find Gypsy, and we're speculating, well, boy, what could have happened? Because she had always stayed close to the home. And speculated maybe somebody driving along that country road picked her up. Well, come to find out that she was discovered, in fact, in Seattle.
My gosh.
Almost 500 miles away. And, you know, had been abandoned there, and probably their speculation was correct that she was, in fact, picked up. And a lot of people do that, and they're very well-meaning. And they see a stray dog, and they just assume it's lost, and it tugs at their heartstrings, and they may keep that dog for a while. And in this case, ended up in Seattle with Gypsy. But the great news here is that she was found and had a microchip, which was scanned. Our recovery service was notified, and because of the 500-mile distance, the travel assistance member benefit was activated, and we flew Gypsy to Boise, where she was joyfully reunited with her family.
That is such a wonderful story. Well, here, let's listen to some of that audio website, and so you'll be able to watch it and see this joyful reunion.
Hi, Gypsy.
Come here.
Hi, Gypsy.
Come here. How's it going? Huh? You missed us? Come on. Come on. Hop down. Good girl.
Oh, you're such a sweetie.
Yeah. We're just a little farm dog from Huntington, well, we don't really live in Huntington. We actually live outside of Ontario, but we have a Huntington mail address, so that kind of confuses everything. So this is all really new for her, the whole trip and everything. Yeah, well, new for us, yeah. She's the family dog. She's the one the kids can ride, the, you know, pull on the ears, pull on the tail,
and there's,
you know, grab something right out of her mouth, and there's nothing.
When the dog disappeared, how'd you and your family feel when you discovered that Gypsy was missing?
Upset, yeah. You know.
Yeah, the kids took it really hard.
Asked us every day, if, you know, if we'd seen signs of Gypsy, and, you know, made flyers and everything else. Tore up, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, they drove around with us. We asked the construction workers out by our house. We asked our neighbors. We called everyone.
I really, really love home again. And, I mean, it got my dog back. I mean, what's better than that? I mean, it says man's best friend, so, I mean, I really do love it. And she's special to me, and she was pretty much perfect. And, I mean, without home again, she'd be gone. So thank you, home again.
Well, if that doesn't explain why we should microchip our pets, I'm not sure what does. What a really great, heartwarming story, and all the more reason that we really have to do this. We really have to identify our pets and be that responsible pet owner so that we can really make sure that our pets remain safe. So this pet identification system is obviously a very effective way to protect animals when they go missing. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And while there's some cons to take into consideration, the pros definitely win, and I don't think we thought of any really good cons. The microchip's often called the high-tech animal lifesaver, and certainly one way to prevent your pet from becoming just another very sad statistic. So if you're thinking about doing this, which I think you should, think about it and do it. But make sure you discuss all pet identification options with your pet's veterinarian and listen to their advice. There are lots of good systems out there to take advantage of, and you and your vet can find the one that best fits your pet's needs. To learn more about microchip systems, and particularly the Home Again system, you can visit their website. Gary, that website's, can you tell us the website?
That's right. So it's www.homeagain.com.
No spaces, just Home Again.
That's correct.
Excellent. www.homeagain.com. Well, we are out of time. This has been an amazing show, and I really want to thank Mr. Gary McPhee, who's been such a knowledgeable guest, as well as the great Mark Winter, our producer, for making the show possible. If you'd like to email us, please do so at thepetdoctor@petliferadio.com. Remember, everyone, our lives are determined by the things we never planned, so microchip your pets if you haven't done so already. I'm Dr. Diane Levitan, and I thank you for listening. You'll be hearing from me again soon.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.